How many would like to hear Catherine give the other side of that story?
我要问一下，有多少人愿意听 Catherine 讲她那一方面的交通？After I learned the news, it didn't bother me right away.
当我听到那个消息的时候，暂时我并没有觉得什么不好。
Because the paper says there will be layoffs in the corporate section.
他们说在公司总部有裁员。
Yeah, but I didn't know which part of section does Ty belong to.
我不知道王太福是在哪一个地方工作。
But then he told me, he said, oh, I'm in the corporate side.
后来他就告诉我，王太福就是在公司的总部做事。
Yeah, I just, and then, you know,something just grabbed my heart, and then I right away I know that the Lord is in control.
但是有一件事情抓住我的心，就是我知道主是在掌权。
Then he Tuesday night he told me that the headquarters of William Company is in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
他就告诉我，那个威廉公司的总部是在 Oklahoma 的那个 Tulsa 那个地方。
If he's not be laid off, you know, the company might give us, you know, ask us to transfer or something.
如果没有被裁员的话，可能会要调到那个 Tulsa 那个地方。
Then that just hit me really hard.
然后呢，我就觉得这样就很不好了。
Because you all know my families are here.
因为我的一些整个家庭都在这里。
And a lot of brothers and sisters are here.
许多弟兄姊妹也都在这里。
But the Lord just comforted me.
但是主就安慰我。
And he just showed me that no matter who we are, he is always with us.
他就告诉我们说，不管是我们在什么地方，主都与我们同在。
So I just gave him pray. I just pray to him.
所以我就向主祷告。
I say, thank you, Lord.
感谢你。
And I don't care where he wants to lead us to.
我不论他引导我们到什么地方。
As long as the fellowship there, I'm going.
只要那边有聚会的话，那我就愿意去。
Because I know everything is in His hand.
因为每一件事都是在主的手中。
And He cares us deeply.
他实在是看顾我们。
So we can just simply trust Him.
所以我们就可以简单的信靠他。maybe I take this opportunity to announce that we have a baby boy.
我就是借着机会告诉大家，我们有一个儿子。
We have always have two wishes between Joy and myself.
在 Joy 和我中间，我们有两个愿望。
The first wish is that the boy will come during the day, not during the night.
就是这个 baby 能够在白天来，不会在晚上的时候。
Because if baby come during the night, then we have trouble with the other three kids.
因为若是baby 是在晚上生的话呢，那我们还有其他三个孩子要照顾。
Although their sisters are willing.They volunteer to help us.
虽然有姊妹们志愿要帮助我们。
We feel things would be better if this child would come during the day.
所以我们还是想说，若是孩子是白天来的话比较好。
So this is our first wish.
这是我们第一个愿望。
The child actually come at 12:30.
所以这孩子是12:30生的。
During the middle of the day.
是在一天的中间中午的时候。
So that's our first wish.
这是我们第一个愿望。
We have second wish that we hope this child would come right after the school ends.
我们也希望这孩子生下来的时候是刚好学校已经结束了。
I won't go into detail how that works, but it would make things a lot easier for us if the child come right after school ends.
若是这个小孩子是在学期结束以后才来的话，会对我们有很大的方便。我不再继续多讲。所以这小孩子星期五生的。
It's the last day of four band school day.
那就是 four band 学区最后一天上课。
So the Lord really answered all of our prayers.
所以我们看见主实在是答应我们的祷告。
And not just the big thing like that.
并不是像这样大的事情。
Even the small thing as far as the timing of a child's coming, Lord would take care of that.
即使是这么极小的事情，孩子什么时候生，神都照顾。
And this is not even the first time that Lord answered our prayer.
这并不是第一次神听我们的祷告。
And our third child is come at the right time.
我们第三个孩子降生的时间也是非常的好。
Yeah, when you have more children, then the timing is important.
当你孩子越来越多的时候，这时间是非常重要的。
So we can begin to experience that Lord answers every single prayer.
所以我们实在是知道主是答应我们每一个祷告。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We had Joy here, we would have her give the other half of the story.
若是 Joy 在这边的话，我们可以叫她听她那一面的故事。
I will add just a couple words because I know a little bit of the story.
我愿意加一点，因为我知道一点点其中的细节。
A couple nights before the baby was born, Joy woke up and she began to think, become concerned about the timing of the baby's birth.
在小孩子还没有生以前，有一天晚上 Joy 就醒过来，就开始想到这个孩子出生的时间。
And she was concerned that maybe she would go in labor during the night and have to find a place for the children.
她是想，我怕她在晚上开始阵痛开始的话呢，她就必须要为着其他三个孩子着想。
But she gave this concern to the Lord, and the Lord gave her peace.
那她就把这个想法告诉主，主就给她的平安。
And then she did the next step. She gave testimony of that Thursday morning in the ladies' prayer time.
所以她星期四早上在我们姊妹聚会的时候，她就与我们有一些见证。
The Lord knows our problems, our fears.
主是知道我们的惧怕，我们的问题。
And He desires that we pray and give those things to Him.
他就愿意我们。为着这些事情祷告，把这些事情交给他。
And then when he answers, he wants us to, not in a proud way, but give glory back to him in a word of testimony.
那当他应许我们的祷告的时候，我们就不是自以为骄傲，乃是把感谢赞美都归给他，把荣耀归给他。
And that's why I was thankful that Ty gave testimony of his concern and then the answer.
我很高兴他也能够交通到他的顾虑，然后及神给他的答案。
And Sister Catherine did the same.
然后 Catherine 她也有这样的经历。
And of course Philip did the same.
然后 Philip 也有这样的经历。
And we do thank the Lord that He is a God that takes care of these minute little things.
我们实在是感谢主，他实在是一位神眷顾这些微小的事物的神。
Let's just read a couple of verses in Nehemiah.
让我们从尼希米记读几节圣经。
Some of the Friday night Bible studies have been studying Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther.
有些星期五晚上有些主在读以斯拉记、尼希米记和以斯帖记。
A couple books there before the middle of the Bible, before the Psalm. Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalm.
是在圣经大概中间的地方，在诗篇这卷书之前。
Nehemiah is the last history book in the Old Testament.
尼希米是旧约最后的一本历史书。
And it's really sort of a personal diary of this man Nehemiah.
看起来这卷书就好像是尼希米自己的日记。
The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. Now it happened in the month Shelev.That would be November, December. In the 20th year, while I was in Susa, the capital, that Hananiah, one of my brothers, and some men from Judah came and asked them, and I asked them concerning the Jews and who had escaped and had survived the captivity, and I asked them about Jerusalem.
哈加利第一节，哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下：亚达薛西王二十年。基斯流月大概是11月12月的时候，我在苏珊城的宫中，那时我有一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹太人和耶路撒冷的光景。
And they said to me, the remnant there in the province who survived the captivity are in great distress and reproach, and the wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates are burned with fire.
他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
Now it came about when I, Nehemiah, heard these words, I sat down and I wept and I mourned for days, and I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven.
我听见这话就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷说。
And let's look at a word in Joshua.
让我们翻到约书亚记。
The spies have gone into the land to spy out the land of Canaan, and they come across this woman Rahab.
那些探子们到迦南地去探看看一看，他们就遇见了这个女人叫拉合。
Joshua 2:15.
约书亚记第二章第十五节。
Then Rahab let them down, that would be the spies, by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall, so that she was living on the wall.
于是女人用绳子将二人，这二人就是那两位探子，从窗户里坠下去，因为她的房子是在城墙边上，她也住在城墙上。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Unless when we come, this is the spy speaking, come into the land, you tie the cord of scarlet thread in the window through which you let us down, and gather yourself into the house of your father and your mother and your brothers and all your father's household.
我们来到这地的时候，这个时候是探子讲话，你要把这条朱红线绳系在坠我们下去的窗户上，并要使你的父母、弟兄和你父的全家都聚集在你家中。
We should really read the first part of that verse.And the man said to her, We shall be free from this oath to you, which you have made unto us.
我们要读前面那一段，就是第十七节，你叫我们所起的事就与我们无干了。
And also, just the last phrase on verse 21.
第二十一节的后半段。
And she tied the scarlet cord in the window.
她就把朱红线绳系在窗户上。
And then let's look at a verse in Luke.
那我们再翻到路加福音。
Luke 19:20, verse 28.
路加福音第十九章第二十八节。
Verse 28, Luke 19, And after Jesus had said these things, he was going on ahead as ascending to Jerusalem.
耶稣说完了这话，就在前面走，上耶路撒冷去。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
让我们在一会儿有点祷告。
Father, this morning, we just recognize again our finiteness, our absolutely inability to assimilate spiritual things.
天父，我们今天早上在看见自己是多么的微小，我们没有办法明白属灵的事物。
We thank you this morning that you have given us your spirit to convey spiritual life to us.
但是我们感谢你，你就把你的圣灵赐给我们，借着这个圣灵，我们能够明白属灵的事物。
You have given us the spirit of wisdom.
你把属灵的智慧赐给我们。
A heart that hears God.
给我们一颗心能够听见我们的神。
And we thank you for that this morning.
今天早上为着这个我们感谢你。
And we stand in that promise this morning by faith.
我们借着信站在你的应许之上。
For speaking and for hearing.
为着说话的，为着听的。
That we might come into the reality of your word.
让我们能够进入到你话语的实际里。
Through the work of the cross by the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着十字架上的工作，
借着圣灵的能力。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. In this last verse that we just read, we see Jesus moving toward Jerusalem.
在我们刚刚读的最后一节圣经，我们看见主耶稣是上耶路撒冷去。
And if we were to back up about 9 chapters, 10 chapters to Luke 9, we would see where this journey began.
我们若是回到路加福音第九章，我们就可以看见这个旅程的开始。
And it began at a place called Caesarea Philippi.
它是在该撒利亚腓立比境内。
Base of Mount Hermon.
是在赫尔山的山底。
And two people, Lawrence and Jean Wong, and they have a fresh memory because just 2 weeks ago, they were right there at the base of that mountain.
金姊妹和 Derry 弟兄他们对这个印象还很新鲜，因为他们两个礼拜以前就在那个地方。
I emphasize the base because I think it was cloudy the day they were there, and they didn't get to see all the snow on the top.
我想他因为他们去的那一天大概是很有乌云，所以他们没有看见山上的白雪。
But Jesus and a couple of the disciples had just come down from Mount Hermon, the Mount of Transfiguration, and Jesus began his descent towards his final days in Jerusalem.
那个时候耶稣和他的门徒们刚刚从变化山上下来，他们正在开始向着耶路撒冷而去。
He had already spent 3 years on this earth.
他已经在这世上生活了三年之久。
And from Luke 9 until the middle of chapter 19, we see these last 6 months of his life.
从路加福音第九章开始到路加福音十九章的中间，我们看见他在最后六个月在地上的生活。
And one of the things that we see, particularly during this 6 month period, but all through the Gospels, we always see Jesus going on ahead.
特别在 这最后六个月的时间，其实 在整本的福音书里面，我们一直看见主耶稣是一直往前的。
Just about the time we feel that we have a handle on this person, that we have entered into some light, entered into even the life of this of our Lord, he's moving on.
每一次当我们觉得我们已经抓住了他，我们知道这个人 的底细，我们得到了一些的光，他的生命。那他就又往前走了。
And he's always beckoning us to come along.
他一直在那边呼唤我们，叫我们跟着他走。
But there's something in man that often comes in to cause us to stop.
但是在人里面却有一些东西使得我们停下来。
In Old English, we have this word docile.
在古英文里面有是 docile， 就是受教。
In our English, we think of the word docile, for example, when we think of an animal, we think of it sort of a quiet animal.
当我们说到这个驯服这个字的时候，我们就想到一个动物是非常的温顺的。
But this word docile is much deeper than that.
但是在这个字的意义确实有更深的。
It has to do with an animal that is teachable, that is manageable.
就是特别说到这个动物是可以驯服的。
This animal might have a lot of energy, like a thoroughbred horse.
也许这个动物它有很大的力量，就像一匹马一样。
And just because it has a lot of spirit doesn't necessarily mean that it's not docile.
它虽然它是很有力量，但是并不表示说它并不是可以并不是不驯服的。
The issue is it docile? Is it teachable? Is it manageable?
是，但问题就是说，这个动物是不是能够接受教导
？Can a good trainer come in here and take this animal and bring it into submission?
是不是一个很好的驯兽师来就能够把他们带到一个驯服来训练它成为驯服的动物
？And it's the same thing with our walk. The Lord is looking for.Docile, teachable people.
就是我们跟随主的路也是这样子，主正在寻找一些人是有一个受教的心。
Because he's always moving out.
因为他一直是往前行。
We can never put Jesus in a box.
我们永远不能够把主耶稣放在一个盒子里。
That's why we walk by the Spirit.
所以我们要靠着圣灵而行。
That's why we do not walk by custom.
这样我们就不照着我们的礼节而行。
We do not walk by tradition.
我们并不是靠着遗传而行。
Now, let me clarify. We do have a tradition. You know what that one tradition is in the Bible?
我们是有遗传，你知道在圣经里面的一个遗传是什么吗？
The Bible has given us one tradition.
圣经给了我们一个遗传。
Think back about 25 minutes ago.
想想你25分钟以前。
The Lord's table.
这是主的桌子。
The Lord gave us his table as a tradition.
主把他的桌子给我们成为一个遗传。
And he admonishes us so to enter into that table with spirit and reality.
他并劝勉我们叫我们来到桌子面前的时候是要带着在灵里面。然后在真实里面。
I'm sad to say that the table is not often a living thing.
但是很可惜的，这个主的桌子对我们而言，常常不是一个实际的。
It's often inorganic rather than organic.
并不是，常常对于我们只是一个没有生命的，却不是一个有机体。
Because the people that come in around that table often are dead themselves.
因为来到桌子面前的那些人，常常自己在里面却是死的。
But other than that tradition, the Lord is really a living relationship.
除了这一个遗传以外，主与我们的关系是一个活的。
And why is it that way?
为什么是这样子的呢？
Why is the Lord always going on?
为什么我们的主是一直往前行的呢？
Well, it's said simply, he wants to have a relationship with us.
简单的说就是他愿意与我们有一个关系。
Many people have received Christ into their life at some time, and that was the end of all communication with him.
许多的人当他们一接受主以后，他们与主之间的关系就停留在那里。
And as a result, their life for all practical reasons is spiritually dead.
这样子说，这样，因着这样子，所以他们的生活里面就是有属灵的死亡。
Some have falsely been told that once we accept Christ, now we can go and we can do our own thing.
有些人他们以为说他们接受主以后，他们就可以继续过他们自己要过的生活。
But God has sovereignly designed all us and our walk with Him to be such.So we have to talk to him constantly.
但是主却他这样子的他在他的主权之下，他之所以创造我们是叫我们能够与他有交通。
It is said that you and I can do quite well without having a quiet time with the Lord.
并不是说叫我们能够靠着自己没有在主面前没有安静的时间而能够自己生活。
Many times we've been busy, we've had finals or something, and we've said, after this week, Lord, I'll come back and I'll spend a little bit of time with you.
也许有时候我们的生活比较忙，或者是要考期末考了，我们就说主啊，等到这段时间过了以后，我再回到你面前来亲近你。
And we personally might have gone through that week just hiring a kite, doing real well.
也许我们自己能够这样子过那样的生活，而且还很好。
But the Christ in us suffered.
但是在我们的里面的基督却是受苦了。
He needs to be fed by a spirit.
他需要圣灵来一直的来喂养他。
Christ that resides and dwells in us needs the Spirit of God to fill us.
住在我们里面的基督需要神的灵来喂养他，来供应他。
And this comes through asking.
这就是要借着恳求。
Many times a day, brothers and sisters, we need to say, Lord, fill us with that Spirit.
一天之中我们要多次的向主说主啊求你用你的灵来充满我。
So that Christ will be built up.
所以基督能够被建立起来。
So when we wake up in the night and there is a fear, there is a worry in our life, there is the Spirit of Christ to come in and give us that patience.
所以当我们在半夜醒过来的时候里面有焦虑有担忧的时候但是有神的灵在我们里面给我们平安。
To give us perfect peace.
给我们一个完全的平安。
So that when we're faced with the various decisions, there's no anxiety, no anxiousness. We have that peace.
所以当我们面对许多的问题的时候，我们心里面并不会焦躁，我们有平安。
But that spirit of life can evaporate in a second through grieving the spirit.
但若是我们一旦让圣灵担忧的时候，这个生命就消失了。
Well, in our study on Friday night, we see Jesus just keeps moving on.
在星期五晚上我们读经的时候，我们就看见主耶稣是一直往前行的。
In fact, it's hard to keep up.
也常常说真的，我们实在很难跟得上他。
I sometimes think instead of doing one chapter on a Friday night, we need to make maybe 2 or 3 weeks on a particular chapter.
有时候我就想说，星期五晚上我们应该不是一周读一章圣经，应该是花两三周的时间在某一章圣经上。
But I think it is good because we're not really trying to master the chapter.
但是我后来想也是非常好，因为我们并不是要精读某一章的圣经。
In our little Friday night group, we use it as a time of washing feet.
在我们小小的读经组里面，我们就用星期五晚上的读经的时候来彼此洗脚。
We use it as a time of encouraging one another.
用这个时候来彼此鼓励。
That's how I learned some of these things that we even talked about tonight was, or this morning, these personal testimonies is through the sharing on Friday night.
借着星期五晚上我们彼此的交通，所以我可以知道弟兄姊妹们的一些的见证。
It gives me an understanding of, what to pray for.
就让我能够为着他们祷告。
But in the past several months, we have been studying Ezra.
在过去的几个月里面，我们一直在读以斯拉记。
And Friday night we moved into this book of Nehemiah.
那这个星期五晚上我们就开始了尼希米记。
When we looked at the book of Ezra, we noted that the Lord is recovering three aspects in His church.
在当我们读以斯拉记的时候，我们发现。人在他的教会里面在恢复三样的事情。
Three aspects of recovery.
在恢复的上面有三件事情。
And the body of Christ in the church.
在教会里面，在基督的身体里。
Now we know the Old Testament is not the reality.
我们知道在旧约里面并不是一个实际。
But we can learn some wonderful little details about what God is doing today through the shadow, through the type in the Old Testament.
我们能够借着旧约给我们的一些影子、一些预表，来明白今天神在我们生活上所要做的事情。
And in the book of Ezra, we began by studying a man called Zerubbabel.
在以斯拉记里面，我们开始读到一个人，他的名字叫做所罗巴伯。
And Zerubbabel had this burden. This burden to go back to Jerusalem in 536 BC and establish the temple, the house of God.
在主前536年的时候，所罗巴伯就有这个负担，要回到耶路撒冷去开始建立圣殿。
And when we think of this word recovery, we automatically can assume or deduct that something has been lost.
当我们看到这个字，恢复这个字的时候，我们可以很快的就想，推想说一定是有一些东西已经失去了。
Now you start thinking for a minute and say, well, weren't all of these Jews in the synagogue?
你会想说，这些犹太人他们不是都在会堂里面吗？
Is not...This, the house of God?
难道会堂并不是不就是神的家吗？
Even when Jesus was on this earth, practically every Sunday, where did we find him? In the synagogue.
就是当主耶稣在地上的时候，你每个主日早上到哪里去找他呢？当然就在会堂里。
Except when he was in Jerusalem, and often he was in the temple there.
除了当他在耶路撒冷的时候，他就在圣殿里。
So there seems to be something that was a little different here between the synagogue and the house of God.
似乎在会堂和神的家中间是有一个区别。
We saw that God had not put his name on the synagogue.
我们看见神并没有把他的名字放在会堂里面。
The synagogue, when the children of Israel were taken into captivity, was something that the children of Israel put together for convenience.
当以色列民他们被掳到 外地的时候，他们自己聚集在一起，把成为会堂。
It sounded good.
听起来很好。
It made them all feel good.
也让他们感觉上也觉得很好。
We're doing our duty.
他们好像在尽他们应该做的事。
But God had not put His name to it.
但是神却没有把他的名字放在那里。
The presence of God was absent.
神的同在不在那里。
There was no priesthood.
在里面没有祭司。
There was not any sacrifice.
在那里也没有任何的献祭。
It was a meeting. It was a meeting. Meeting.
在那边只是一个聚集。
One of the things, brothers and sisters, very typical to today in Christianity is that we have meetings.
今天在基督教里面，我们也是这样子，我们有许多的聚会。
And man is very good at coming up with meetings.
人能够有很好的聚集。
But often there is death.
但是常常里面却满了死亡。
God isn't there.
因为神不在那里。
Beautiful singing.
有非常好的诗歌。
Deep ministry.
有非常深奥的教导。
Ministry on the house of God.
教导关于到神家的事。
Ministry on the priesthood.
教导祭司的事。
Ministry on the testimony, entering into Zion.
教导关于见证关于我们进入锡安。
God isn't present.
但是神的同在却不在那里。
Man has come in.
因为人进来了。
Man is touching.
因为人摸着神。
And there is death.
然后那边就产生了死亡。
You can sense it.
你可以感觉得到。
This house of God, as our brother Wade last week so well enucleated, needs to be recovered.
我们上个礼拜魏弟兄跟我们所讲到这个神的家，我们是需要来恢复的。
One of the sisters last week during the message whispered to her husband and said, "It sounds good. Do we know the reality of it?"
有一个姊妹对她的弟兄讲到说，这实在是很动听的。但是我们是不是进入到这实际里呢？
Are we experiencing Christ dwelling in us?
我们是不是真正经历到基督住在我们的里面？
John 14:23 says that God and the Son desire to abode, make their abode, make their home in us.
约翰福音14:23，说神和他的儿子愿意在我们里面有一个居所。
Galatians 2:20, Christ lives in us, individually and corporately.
加拉太书第二章第二十节，主说基督在我们里面。
It's always been God's desire to come and live with us.
这就是神的心意，他愿意来居住在我们的心中。
We have that interesting verse right there in the garden where Jesus, where God comes down in the cool of the day to be with Adam and Eve.
在伊甸园里面有那节非常有趣的经文，就是天当天起的阳在天起的凉风时候，神来与亚当和夏娃在一起。
Isn't that interesting? It says they heard God coming.
他们听见了神来。
God of the universe, what you think you have other things to do but to come down and be with Adam and Eve?
这创造宇宙的主，你想他一定有宇宙的主宰，他有别的事情，但是他却愿意来与亚当和夏娃在一起。
That phrase regarding Enoch and Noah and God and they walked with God.
又说到以诺和挪亚，他们与神同行。
And with Noah, that phrase, I love it. And God shut the door of the ark.
特别说到挪亚的时候，神亲自来把那个门，把木舟方舟的门关起来。
The intimacy.
这个那么亲密的关系。
Can you imagine the confidence that Noah had when this thing started to rock and to shake and he was wondering, you know, if he was the best engineer in the world and this thing started to raise and list a little bit. How many times he went back and thought, God shut the door.
你想当挪亚在方舟里面，当那个方舟在水上起伏不定的时候，他心里是不是怀疑说他自己是不是一个很好的工程师？但是多少次他可以回到那个思想里面，是神亲自把门关起来，他里面就有何等的平安。
God was the original conceiver of the plan to build this ark.
神在建造方舟的事上，神是起义者。
He was the architect.
而且他也是建筑师。
And he was very explicit in telling Noah exactly what to do.
他很仔细地告诉挪亚应当怎样行。
And we see Noah finding complete rest in Christ, fulfilling God's heart desire.
我们看见他挪亚他能够在基督里面能够在神里面能够得到完全的平安，来成全他的心意。
Genesis 18, we see this wonderful, interesting visit to Abraham by the Lord Jesus.
在创世纪第十八章，我们看见神自己亲自来看亚伯拉罕。
That was when the story when Sarah had her ear to the tent flap.
那就是当撒拉她躲在帐篷后面在那边听。
And she heard that she was going to have a baby, and she laughed.
And 她知道说她就要有一个将要生一个孩子，她就开始戏笑。
And the baby's name was Laughter.
然后这个小孩子的名字就叫做喜笑。
God's sense of humor.
神实在是很有幽默的神。
So as our brother mentioned last week, and I'm not going to spend any time on this, God's heart is to have this dwelling place in man.
就像我们弟兄上一周所交通的，神的心意就是要在人的中间找到一个居所。
A dwelling place where there is simplicity.
在这个居所里面是简单的。
Where there is purity. Matthew 5:8, the pure in heart shall see God.
是单纯的那清心的人有福，他们必要见神。
Where there is this vision of what God's after.
他们有所看见，知道神所要得着的是什么。
You know, Nehemiah had vision.
你知道尼希米他有一个
意象。Often we think of vision of
a
holy city.
我们常常想到意象就是看见一个圣城。
We think of it as a positive thing.
我们想到一个非常正面的事情。
Nehemiah was right in the middle of the court. He had a wonderful position, the best position. But he recognized that it was a pagan Persian palace.
尼希米当初是在王宫里面，他有一个非常好的职位，但是他却看见说那不过是在异邦里面的工作。
And that God was not satisfied.
神的心意并没有得着满足。
That there was mixture.
在那边有混杂。
And so he began to weep.
他开始了哭泣。
Because he saw that things weren't right.
因为他看见事情并不对。
Now,We've just studied Ezra, and it appears that everything is right.
我们才读过以斯拉记，我们看见好像每一件事情都是很好的。
The house of God has been established.
神的家已经被建立起来。
And the second thing has been established by Ezra.
第二件事情是以斯拉所恢复的。
458 BC, the priesthood.
在主前458年他恢复了祭司的职位。
You know, brothers and sisters, it's one thing to have a dwelling place. It's a place for God to come. But Jesus keeps moving on. There is more, and that is a priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，每一件事情是我们在给神有一个家，他能够给神有一个居所，他能够居住。另外一件事情就是我们的主耶稣是一直往前行的。
And again, we can look through history all the way back to 100 B.C.Or AD, and we see where this priesthood has been lost.
我们可以一直在历史上回顾，看见说这个祭司的侍奉被失去了。
Let's look at that verse in 1 Peter 2:5, just the first part of it.
在彼得前书第二章第五节。
You are also living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. Point one.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石，便建造成为灵宫。
For a holy priesthood.
做圣洁的祭司。
In the Old Testament, there were what? A few people who served.
在旧约里面，只有少数的人能够服侍。
Only a few could go before the Lord.
只有少数的人能够来到神的面前。
But praise the Lord, every one of us had the privilege this week of.Going before the Lord.
但是赞美主，我们在座的每一个人今天都在这一周里面都有这个权利能够来到神的面前。
Not just for ourselves.
并不是只是为了自己。
But for the other brothers and sisters.
也为了其他的弟兄姊妹们。
A bad thing at the end of the first century began to creep into the church.
很悲哀的是在第一个世纪教会第一世纪的末期。
And that is the sacred and the laity.
有一件事情就进入到教会里面就是圣职与平民。
The sacred being up here and the laity being down here.
圣职的人在这上面平民就在下面。
And this became so bad that the laity could not even have access to reading of the scripture.
这件事情发展到甚至连平民他们都没有办法能够读到圣经。
But we thank the Lord to people like Martin Luther that began to become recovered.
但是感谢主他借着 马丁路德这件事情就慢慢 又再回到成为实际。
But on a very small scale.
但是是在一个非常微小的
Even today, we see this hierarchy.
你知道今天我们仍然看到这个阶级的制度。
It's very convenient.
是非常的对我们非常方便。
To let someone else do the work.
就让某些人做一些事情。
To let someone else study the word.
让有一些人研读圣经。
Let someone else do the praying.
让有一些人来祷告。
And yet, God's desire is that there be many sons.
但是神的心意是要得到众子。
It's so neat to realize that each one of us can have this intimacy with the Father every minute of the day.
这实在是非常好的事情。我们每一个人都能够在一天中每一个时刻都能够与神有亲密的交通。
Satan hates this.
撒旦恨恶这件事情。
And for 1900 years, he's worked against this.Priesthood.
在1900年以来他一直做工要来反对对祭司的侍奉。
And so we often find people going to a place where there's a great eloquent speaker.
所以有时候我们看到一些人到一些聚集去他们有非常好的讲员。
And our minds are titillated.
那他们的思想就被激动。
And we sit there and sometimes we even listen to the message.
我们坐在那边有时候我们实在是听他所讲的。
But most of the time we're thinking about how we're going to make money on Monday.
但是许多时候我们确实在那边想我们星期一要怎么样赚钱呢?
Being a businessman for 30 years, you know what I used to think on Sunday.
我30年一直在做生意所以你就知道我星期天早上在想什么了。
But it was a wonderful day when I recognized that I could be a priest, a royal priest.
但直到有一天那美好的一天来到的时候当我发现我自己可以成为圣洁的祭司。
That I didn't have to wait till a Friday night or a Sunday morning for someone to come in and jack me up and give me a little bit of spiritual food.
我并不需要等到星期五晚上或等到星期天早上有一些人来给我一些属灵的食物。
But as Philip and Joy and Ty and Catherine testified, they're in the middle of the night. They could.Have a relationship with the Lord. Ask for forgiveness. Lord, you take care of the timing of the birth of this baby. You take care of our welfare as far as our job.
就像王弟兄、王姊妹还有钟弟兄、钟姊妹他们的见证，他们在生活中在半夜里面都能够来到神的面前来求神，也知道神能够在他们的生活环境上来眷顾他们。
That's what God wants to recover. A priesthood, all of us apart.
这就是神所要恢复的，就是祭司的职分。
Now that doesn't mean that God doesn't give us apostles. He has, and we thank the Lord for that.
这也并不是说神就不给我们使徒，我们感谢主，他仍然给我们使徒。
And He's given us evangelists.
他也给我们传福音的。
He's given us prophets.
他也给我们先知。
He's given us pastor teachers.
他也给我们教师和喂养的人。这些是恩赐。
But they're brothers and they're sisters.
但是也有弟兄姊妹们，但是他们也就是弟兄姊妹们。
We're thankful for those gifts. We're thankful for those ministries that have been given to build us up.
我们感谢这些恩赐，这些恩赐就为了要来建造我们。
But no man, no woman has access to heaven any more than yourself.
但是没有一个人能够每一个人都能够接触到天。
All of us have that potential.
我们每一个人都有这个能力。
And we're to come into it. It needs to be recovered. It's been lost. It needs to be recovered.
是，但是这一点却失落了。我们必须要来恢复。我们每一个人都能够进入。
And Jesus keeps moving along, and we come to another man.
耶稣又一直向前。那我们现在再看到另外一个人。
445 BC. And what are we going to study regarding Nehemiah? What's he going to recover? What aspect of the church?
445年就尼希米，他所要，我们要来读的关于他的是什么呢？他所要恢复的是什么呢？
Well, we read there in Nehemiah 1.
我们在尼希米第一章读到。
He was concerned about something.
他在那边。
In the third verse,He was concerned about the wall of Jerusalem.
在第三节，他顾念到耶路撒冷的城墙。
So we got the clue.
那我们在这边给我们一点。
He's concerned about the city. He's concerned about the wall.
他是关心到神的关心到城和城墙。
Now this is a shadow. This is a type. What does it mean to us today?
这不过是一个。不过是一个影子，那对于我们今天有什么意义呢？
Well, we're going to talk about that for a minute.
那我们现在就开始交通的。
The wall, the city, is the testimony.
这个城和城墙都是见证。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Well, you know, the Lord just constantly takes us along.
你知道，我们的主就一直带我们往前走。
We think, boy, it's great when we're just back here, fellowshipping together, we're meeting together, the house, it seems that the Lord is present.
当我们在主的家里面一起聚集，我们觉得非常好，因为也觉得主的同在那里。
All the brothers and sisters are coming in, they're being able to function in their priesthood.
所有的弟兄姊妹们一起聚集在一起，他们也能够尽他们祭司的职分。
That there's an open heaven, as our brother talked about last night, Genesis 28, where Jacob had that open heaven, and compared with John 1, we see Nathaniel having that open heaven.
就像我们弟兄上个礼拜与我们交通的，有一个敞开的天，雅各在那边，在创世纪第28章说到雅各有敞开的天，在约翰福音第一章又说到拿但业也有那个敞开的天。
But we see Nehemiah weeping, something is still undone.
但是我们在这边看见尼希米，他仍然为着一些没有完成的事情在那边哭泣。
The Israelites have been back over 90 years, and the wall is still shambles.
以色列人已经回到耶路撒冷有九年之久，但是这个城墙仍然是在非常荒落的情况中。
There is no separation.
在那边没有分别。
People come in and out, enemies come in and out, Ammonites come in and out, Sanballat, Tobiah, these people just come in and out, polluting the place, polluting the people.
人可以进进出出，撒旦也可以进进出出，那些亚玛利人也可以进进出出，撒旦他们也可以进进出出。
It's hard to tell what's Israel and what's the enemy.
在那边没有分别，他没有办法分别什么是以色列人，什么是仇敌。
But God said in 1 Chronicles 6:6, I have put my name in Jerusalem.
但是神告诉我们说，他已经把他的名字放在耶路撒冷。
I think that's one of the things when we were in Jerusalem a year ago that just coming back to my mind as I looked at those walls from Mount Olive was this scripture in 1 Chronicles 6:6, I have put my name there.
当我就像我们去年到耶路撒冷去的时候，当我站在橄榄山上看见耶路撒冷整个城的时候，我就一直想到在历代志上第六章第六节所说的耶和华所说的话，我把我的名放在那城。
And though this city has been flattened 14 times, though this city has no natural resources, it's not on any rivers, it has no industry, 14 times it has risen. It's there today.
虽然这个城曾经过去有14次被人践踏被人铲平，但他们也没有自然的资源，他们也没有什么工业，但是14次这个城又在建立起来。
Even on the physical Jerusalem, that which is earthly.
甚至是在这个地上的耶路撒冷。
But of course this morning, we're talking about that which is spiritual.
但是当然今天早上我们所说的才是属灵的。
We're talking about this wall, this testimony.
我们要说到的城墙这个见证。
In this city, we have government.
在这个城里面我们有政府。
A city always has government.
在城一个城里面总是有政府。
Christ is the head.
基督是头。
Christ is the master.
基督是那主人。
Beginning in our own life.
在我们从我们自己的生活开始。
And a lot of us have said, Lord, come into my life, and then we continue to run our life.
但是许多时候我们常常对主说，主求你进入我心，然后我们就还是自己照着自己的方法来过生活。
I've been on many boards and many churches where we went in to have a deacon's meeting and we rubber stamped the policy.
我参加过许多教会的的聚集，然后我在长老聚会里面，我们来决定一些政策。
All we did was sign our names to the policy that had been decided by the pastor.
常常我们只是那些牧师他已经决定了一些政策，我们只是签名而已。
The items were not taken to the Lord in prayer.
我们并没有把每一项的事情都带到主面前祷告。
If we were to have a Sunday school department change, we just sat down and decided it as businessmen or the pastor did.
我们若是在关于主日学的人事物上有些要改变的话，我们就坐下来好像生意人一样的在那边决定事情。
There was no communion with Lord. Do you even want us to do this?
我们并没有与神之间有直接的交通，主啊，你是否要做这件事
情？Oh, you must want us to. We got 100 kids.
或者是你必须要我们，你一定是要我们这样做，因为我们有100个孩子。
No, what does the Lord want?
并不是这样子，乃是主你要的是什么
？And again, just remembering back to the beginning, why does the Lord do it that way?
就我们再回到起初，看见神为什么要这样子做？
Because he wants to be Lord.
因为他要成为主。
Two, he wants to have communication.
第二，他要与我们有交通。
This whole spiritual thing is one of companionship.
在所有的属灵事物里边，都是同伴的关系。
It's one of relationship.
是一个关系。
And for that to occur, we must die.
为了要这个关系能够建立，我们必须要把自己放在。
Oh, brothers and sisters, you and I have so many opinions about so many subjects.
弟兄姊妹们，我们对着不同的事情有许许多多的意见。
We have so many ideas.
我们有多少的想法。
We have so many customs.
我们有许多的礼节。
And so we make decisions on this repertoire of experience.
所以我们就照着这些我们过去的经历来做一些决定。
The more we understand the word, the more we will see that the men of God, whenever something, it didn't matter how simple it was, they said, Lord, what do we do?
当我们越多读神的话语，我们就看见一个神人，不管是遇见什么的事情，他马上来到主面前说，主。
Remember when the children of Israel entered into the land? One city went down and said, oh, that was easy. We'll go do the same thing the next day.
你记不记得那些以色列人他们进到迦南地以后他们攻取了一个城他们说哦，这很简单我们就再自己再往前攻取另外一个城吧。
It's not near as a formidable foe. It's not near as large. We'll just go in, do the same thing.
这个要攻的这个城与原来的城相比实在是也不是那么强大所以我们就进去攻打吧。
What happened?
那结果是什么呢?
They were defeated.
他们就失败了。
Was God incapable? Was God too small?
是不是我们的神太小他不能做这件事呢?
No, they had failed in the whole purpose, and that is communion, talking with the Lord.
他们失败是因为他们没有来求问神。
Lord, God just wants us to wrestle with him.
神就是要我们来与他摔跤。
Remember when Jacob wrestled all night? That was when...Jacob started getting close to the Lord.
记不记得雅各他与神摔跤，终夜与神摔跤，就是在那个时候他与神有更近的接触。
It was the beginning of him seeing more of God's plan.
那个也是他开始看见神更多的心意。
You know, we're often hard on Jacob.
我们常常批评的雅各。
Let me tell you something. Jacob was always a spiritual man.
但是我告诉你一件事情，雅各一直是一个属灵的人。
He didn't understand God's way.
他并不明白神的道路。
And he didn't understand what God was doing.
他也不知道神在做什么。
And he sure didn't understand his flesh.
他也不明白他自己的肉体。
But from his birth, there was something in Jacob that there's something out there. There's something of God. There's something big.
但是从他出生以后，雅各都一直在寻求一个，是他知道那有一个东西在那，有一些事情是关于神的。
On the surface, we think that Esau was a spiritual man.
外表看来，我们觉得以扫是一个，是一个属灵的人。
But Esau was very self-dependent.
但是他却是一个自己能够独立的人。
Securing himself.
他自己在自己里面得到
安息。Today we call it humanism.
就是我们所谓的人类主义。
New age, man can work it out.
就是我们今天所说的人自己能够胜过这一切。
Man's got the answer to this thing.
人在这件事情上是有答案的。
And Jacob took a lifetime to come into the fullness of Christ where God could say, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
雅各用他一生的年日，他进入到基督的丰富，所以神能够称他自己为亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神和雅各的神。
In this testimony, on this wall, in this city, we also, besides government, Christ being the head, we have fellowship.
在这个城里面，除了这个政府是基督是头以外，我们还有交通。
Fellowship, brothers and sisters, where there is love.
在爱里面的交通。
Where there is unity.
在合一里面的交通。
Where there is oneness.
在合一里面的交通。
We get to the most difficult thing in life right here.
在这边我们要经过生活里面最艰难的事。
In testimony, we have government.
在见证，说到见证，我们有政府。
And there is this fellowship.
我们有政权，我们有交通。
A husband and wife, for a variety of reasons, should get along together.
丈夫与妻子，就着各方面而言，他们应该是能够和平相处。
But any of you who have been married for any length of time find that that can even be very difficult.
不管你们。不管你们结婚的年日多久，你们都会发觉那是非常不容易的。
Virtually without the life of Christ in each person manifesting itself daily, it's practically impossible, with some wonderful exceptions.
若是没有基督的生命在我们里面彰显出来的话，在我们每天的生活中彰显出来是非常困难的，只有几个例外而已。
If a husband and wife who have the common ground of children,
若是丈夫和妻子他们的共同点是在儿女身上
financial goals
或者是经济方面
family
或者是家庭
building a house
或者建造自己的房屋
and all these things that we would think would hold them together
我们以为这些事情能够把他们连结在一起
if this is difficultHow much more difficult is it for the saints to come together as one?
若是在这个家庭的里面都是那样的困难，你想我们众圣徒们要在一起成为合一，是何等的困难呢？
When we see this, brothers and sisters, it will help us understand why we have to do everything on our knees regarding.The unity of the fellowship.
若是我们看见这一点，我们就知道我们实在是必须要把每一件事情都屈膝的带到神的面前。
This is why Jesus said in Matthew, "I will build my church."
所以主耶稣在马太福音就说：“我要建造我的教会。”
He's the only one can do it.
他是只有他能够做这件事情。
When I look out over this fellowship, I see, first of all, different languages.
当我看这个聚集的时候，第一个我们有不同的语言。
It's very easy to become hurt just because of our language barriers.
因着语言的隔阂，我们常常也会伤害到对方。
I experienced that often the first couple years when went through many times a meeting without any interpretation year in and year out, and I couldn't get anything.
尤其是在我刚刚来到这聚会中间的头两年，我常常在聚会里面没有任何人为我翻译，我根本不能够到吸收到一些任何事情。
But the criteria was, where did God want me?
但是最重要的事情是神要我在哪里。
God wanted me here with the saints.
神要我在这边与圣徒们在一起。
Then we have, so, as I look out, we have socio-economic differences.
然后我再看我们还有文化跟经济的不同。
2 weeks ago in Mexico, I was around the table, the communion table, and on this side of me was one of the poorest people in the city of 2 million people of San Luis Potosí.
前两个礼拜我们在墨西哥城里面的时候，我们在波饼聚会的时候，有一个弟兄坐在我旁边，他大概是那个城里面最穷贫穷的人。
I didn't even realize this until I was looking at a picture of it just this weekend.
当时我并没有发觉，直到我这个周末在看一个相片的时候，我才发现。
And on this side of me was the wife of the treasurer of the state of San Luis Potosí.
然后坐在我另外一边的呢，就是那个省里面财政部长的妻子。
And I remember driving by her home. It was a half a block of nothing but 10-foot brick.
当我经过开车经过他家的时候，大概有都是高墙围着。
This is the church.
但是那就是教会。
Socio-economical differences have no bearing.
虽然我们有文化背景的不同，有各个方面的不同，但是。
We have 3 or 4 languages here.
我们在这边有三个或四种的语言。
This morning around the table we had a wide variety of ages.
我们今天早上在坐桌子面前的时候，我们的年纪有是区别也是那样的大。
And God comes along, and His plan and His number one goal is to take this hodgepodge, this wide variety of people, and make them one.
神的目的就是要把这样子许多不同的人。把他们合一在一起。
We had time, we would look in John 17 and we would see how many times Jesus mentioned in the end of that chapter that they might be one like you and I are one.
在约翰福音第十七章里面，主耶稣多次提到，叫他们成为合一，像你和像父神的祷告说，像你和我是合一的。
It's so interesting in John 17 just to see the relationship that God.From before time, had with his son, the oneness, the unity.
从约翰福音第十七章，我们可以看见在时间以前，神和他的儿子中间那个合一的光景。
And Jesus said, "We can have that."
主耶稣说，我们也能够有那样子的关系。
Now, none of us are capable of our own power.
靠着我们自己的能力，我们没有一个人能够做到。
We must first of all be separated unto Christ.
第一个，我们必须要先被分别出来，归给基督。
His life must be flowing in us.
他的生命必须要流露在我们的里面。
We must be crucified with Christ, that which is of ourselves.
我们必须要把我们的己与基督同钉在十字架上。
I am crucified with Christ.
我已与基督同钉死。
I must be crucified to the world and all of its schemes.
我们要把一切属世的和他的方法都钉在十字架上。
There must be that wall of salvation like there was in Rahab's life.
我们必须要有一个救恩的城墙，就好像在拉合的时代。
The only thing that didn't fall when Jericho fell was that house on the wall of Rahab.
当耶利哥城整个城墙都倾倒的时候，只有一部分没有倾倒，就是拉合他的家在的那一段地。
That scarlet line foreshadowing.Salvation of Christ was there.
那个朱红色的线就预表了基督的救赎。
As I looked down on the ruins a year ago on Jericho, they have one pillar that they have excavated of Jericho that they feel is maybe 10,000 years old.
当我去年看见那个耶利哥那个废墟的时候，他们有一个柱子。他们从挖掘出来说是大概有1000年左右。
I looked carefully to see if I could see a red scarlet line on the side of it.
我仔细的看看上面是不是有一条朱红色的线。
The Lord wants us, first of all, individually and corporately, to have a wall that's built up.
神要我们在个人的生活里面，在团体的生活里面都有一个城墙。
We understand a little bit more about this wall when we read Revelation 21 and we see this New Jerusalem coming down.
在启示录第二十一章，我们看到这个新耶路撒冷城降下来。
This wall, this testimony of the Lord is jasper, clear, transparent jasper.
主耶稣的这个见证乃是碧玉。是光明的碧玉。
And the Bible says it displayed the glory of God.
在圣经告诉我们说，这就显出了神的荣耀。
This wall,
这个城墙
is the divine nature of God.
就是神自己神圣的性情。
If we understood this wall that Nehemiah is concerned about here, brothers and sisters.It would absolutely solve one of the biggest problems we have in our life.
若是我们真能够明白尼希米所关心的这座城墙的话，那我们就能够解决我们生活上最大的困难。
It's clear jasper.
它是一个光明的碧玉。
It's the nature. It's the very divine nature of God.
是神圣的性情。
It's internal.
是里面的。
This wall is not external.
这个城墙并不是外面的。
I don't know if it's because of the Old Testament, where everything was physical, where everything was temporal, but for some reason, we Christians bring everything into even today and look at it externally.
我不知道是不是因为在旧约里面一些事情一些预表都是外在的。所以今天我们基督徒也把许多的事情都带到一个在外在的形式上。
God looks at us as to our heart.
神看我们乃是看我们的心。
Let me give a couple examples.
让我给你们一些例子。
It's Christmas time.
现在是圣诞节的季节。
We Christians, we have so much difficulty in this time.
基督徒在这段时候是非常的困难。
We have some that just go...Bananas. Everything is Christmas and presents and Santa Claus and you name it.
有一部分的说，所有关于圣诞节的圣诞老人啊，或者是这些礼物都是不好的。
And then you have some over here on the other side. It's the C word. Can't even say it.
有些人在这一边呢，就是甚至连这个字都不能提。
You come.Up to them and you say something about Christmas and they become an iceberg. They freeze right there on the spot.
你来到他面前跟他讲到有一些关于圣诞节的事情，他们就好像变成一个冰山，就冰冻住了。
We do not know how to be in the world and at the same time not of the world.
我们常常不能够不知道如何应该怎么样是生活在世上却不属乎这世界。
The boss asks us over for a Christmas dinner, and there's going to be alcohol there, and you know, a third of the people are going to get drunk. What do? We just freeze it.
若是我们的老板请我们去参加圣诞晚会，那边也有酒的供应，那有三分之一人也许都会醉酒，那我怎么办呢？
In Nehemiah's time, this was an external, physical, temporal wall. You could see it. You could touch it.
在尼希米的时代，这是一个。外在物质上的一个城墙是你可以看见的。
But the wall that the Lord is wanting to build in each one of us today is internal. It is spiritual.
但是今天神要在我们中间所建造的这座城墙是内在的。
We're freed up.
是属灵的。我们已经是自由的人。
Let's look at Mark 2, 15, 16, and 17. We'll close with this.
让我们来读马可福音第二章。
It's a good thing we're saved by the clock because when I get on this subject, I can get my ire up.
还好时间已经到了，因为若是我一提到这个题目的话，我的心就热。
It's sad, brothers and sisters, because it's usually the zealous ones that want the Lord that fall for this trap of external regulatory things.
但是很可悲的，因为许多的时候都是那些人，他们是热心寻求主、热心侍奉主的人，他们却落在这样的陷阱里面。
Mark 2:15, and it came about that Jesus was reclining the table of his house, and many tax gatherers and sinners were dining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many of them, and they were following him. And when the scribes and the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners, tax collectors, they began saying to his disciples, "Why is he eating and drinking with tax collectors, sinners?" And hearing this, Jesus said.
马可福音第二章十五节，耶稣在利未家里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人与耶稣并门徒一同坐席，因为这样的人多，他们也跟随耶稣。法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，就对他门徒说，他和税吏并众人一同吃喝吗？耶稣听见就对他们说。
Watchman Nee calls Evan Roberts the most natural, he's the Welsh revivalist, many of you know, one of the most natural men that ever walked on the face of this earth.
尼弟兄称为有一位 Robert 弟兄，他是在这世上是一个最自然的基督徒。
He could walk into any situation and be totally relaxed.
他能够进到每一个情况中，而且他是完全的是平安的。
He received the outpouring of the Spirit in his ministry. There was no self-consciousness.
他在他的侍奉里面，他得到的外在圣灵的浇灌。
How could Jesus relate to Matthew, the tax collector, and people like this if he was on Mount Hermon all of his life in a monastery?
若是我们的主耶稣是一直在荷尔山上在一个修道院里面的话，他怎么能够与这些税吏这些罪人在一起呢？
Jesus, his whole life was with the people.
主耶稣一生的时间他都是在人群中。
That demon-possessed woman, Mary Magdalene.
那位马大拉的玛利亚，她是被鬼附的。
Who became the first woman to seek him out after the resurrection.
她后来成为了在主复活以后第一个看见主的。
How did Mary come into such a relationship with him?
那玛利亚怎么能够与主有这样子的关系呢？
Through touching, through listening, to seeing, to being with the Lord Jesus.
乃是因着她摸着了主，她看见了主。他常常与主在一起。
He was real.
他是一个实在的。
Paul said, Timothy, loosen up, Timothy.
保罗对提摩太说，你放松。
Your stomach is so tight. Take a little wine, loosen up. And I'm not telling anyone to take any wine.
他说你的胃不好，你就喝一点酒来平息你的胃。我并不是叫你们每个人去喝酒。
Timothy was very young.
提摩太是非常年轻的基督徒。
And there were some strong people in the fellowship there, and they were sort of pushing in on him.
在聚会里面有一些比较强壮的年长的弟兄姊妹在来压制他。
Our testimony, brothers and sisters, is not do this, don't do this. It's not external. It's here.
我们的见证并不是做这件事情或不做这件事情。完全是内在的。
People will not judge us because we are separated. They will judge us as to our love.
人并不是看以我们是否是分别的来批评我们，乃是看从我们的爱。
Now I want to say this as we close.
当我们在结束的时候，我愿意这样子说。
Everything in the world has a hook.
在世上的每一件事情都有一个钩子。
You students, when you're in school and you're taking psychology, sociology, these history courses, and you can go right down the line, most of them have nothing to do with the Lord. In fact, they're absolutely against God. They're blasphemous.
做学生的，你们在学校里面要修这些心理学、社会学这些许许多的历史的课程，这些课程都是反对神的，他们都是亵渎神的。
What are you going to do? Become antagonistic to your teacher every single day?
那你怎么做？难道你要每天都成为反对你的教授的人吗？
Recognizing your teacher was the one that wrote the book.
然后发现说你的老师，你的教授就是写那本书的人。
Not at all. It's inside. We don't change a thing. We have to do what is required, but it doesn't have to change us.
但是这完全是你内在的事情。 我们照着我们应该要做的事情去做，但是这些事情却不能够改变我们里面的人。
To me, one of the most amazing things is when a person really sees what God is after, the house, the priesthood, and they stay right in the middle of their denominational, right in the middle of their Catholic Church.
让我感觉到特别惊异的就是有一些人他们实在是看见老神的家，实在是看见到祭司的侍奉，但是他们却仍然留在他们的宗派里面，他却仍然留在那些天主教里面。
That city of light on a hill, Matthew 5:14, that Jesus speaks of.
他们就成为了主耶稣在马太福音第五章第十八节里面所说的那在山上的
It's an amazing thing that a person can be so clear in their life, in their relationship that they're able to be there.
那些人他们里面是明如水晶，他们也能够生活在那样的光景中。
That's not the normal, but it happens.
这并不是一件很平常的事，但是在确实有的。
The Lord wants us to stay in our places, be normal and natural.
主耶稣要我们在我们生活在我们的应该生活的情况中，叫我们要做一个很自然的人。
One of our brothers Friday night, when speaking of Nehemiah, said.He was a cupbearer. He tasted the wine. He was the confidant of the king. He was in full-time service.
有一个弟兄星期五晚上交通道说，他是一个酒政，他是喝酒的，他是王所能够信任的。
So all of his days were spent in captivity in that Persian palace.
在他这些被掳的年日，他一直是活在那个波斯的王宫中。
There was a wall in his heart. His heart was in Jerusalem.
但是在他的心里面有一座墙，因为他的心乃是在耶路撒冷。
That's why we can do the various things we do during the day. We can even be greeted with a Merry Christmas at this time and not fall faint.
我们可以就生活在我们日常的生活中，有人跟我们说圣诞快乐，我们也不要昏倒。
The Lord might even give you the grace to even say, Merry Christmas back.
也许神也给你够用的恩典，你也能够对他说圣诞快乐。
Oh, we've been given a wonderful life.
我们有一个美好的生命已经给了我们。
In the house of God. In the house of God.
在神的家里。
As royal priests.
我们是圣洁的祭司。
And we're just getting into it, and this is just the beginning. We're going to hear a lot more about this, I think, in the next month. The testimony.
在我们未来的一个月里面，我们将会听到更多关于这一方面，就是见证。
Whereas Jesus said, "I haven't taken up, Lord, leave them in the world, just don't let them be of it."
主把我们留在这世上，但是却叫我们不属乎这世界。
May that wall be as high as the New Jerusalem wall, perfect separation.
但愿在我们里面的那座城墙，像耶路撒冷的城，新耶路撒冷的城墙那样子高，是完全的分别。
But not external separation.
但是却不是一个外在的分别。
Separation in the heart.
但是在内心里面的分别。
That's what pleases God.
这就是能够讨神的喜悦。
Amen.
愿主今天早上来教导我们。
Now that's a concern or a request I have in my own heart.Is going to work every day and not being touched by the work, but being there doing my work is unto the Lord.
这也是我心里面所关心的一件事情，就是我每天去工作，不被这工作的事情所摸着，但是我却能够尽我的力量做我应该做的事。
Can we pray this morning just for a brief moment and ask the Lord, ask the Spirit to resurrect that wall in our lives today?
让我们有一点祷告，愿主在我们里面把这座墙建立起来。
Especially in this season, this time of the year, it is difficult sometimes. I do, my heart. One day I'm this way, and the next day I'm this way.
尤其在这个季节里面，对我们实在是非常的困难。我自己也就是这样子，一天是在这一边，另外一天又到另外一边去。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来一点祷告。
Most loving and gracious God.
天父，你实在是蛮有慈爱又怜悯的神。
We can just stop for a minute and look at ourselves, and it is proven that you love us so much.
当我们看见我们的自己的时候，主，我们真觉得你爱我们很多。
Many times we are so pitiful.
许多时候我们落在何等可怜的光景中。
We have our own ideas.
我们有我们自己的意见。
We have our own agenda.
我们有我们自己的行程。
We have our own lifestyles.
我们有我们自己生活的方式。
Many times we leave you completely out of our lives.
许多的时候我们把你放在我们生活的外边。
We are reminded again this morning through the pictures of the Old Testament that you want to be at the center of our lives.
今天借着旧约时代的一些图画再让我们看见你愿意成为我们生活的中心。
And even again this morning we would ask that you would do a building work in our lives.
我们今天也求你在我们生活中做你建造的工作。
You would resurrect the wall of separation.
你来恢复那个分别的墙。
You build the wall of separation and protection.
你来建造那个分别保护的城墙。
We just prostrate ourselves before you like Nehemiah did.
我们就像尼希米一样俯伏在你的面前。
We can't do it, but you can.
我们没有办法做，但是你能。
Have mercy on us.
主怜悯我们。
In Christ's name we pray.
靠基督的名祷告，Amen.